Blog Talk Radio. Well done. Well done, the good and faithful servant. It's going to be music to my ears to hear the Lord say, well done. And so grateful to be here tonight. Welcome to PGN Prophetic Grace Network. Church family, we're just grateful to be here again tonight. I'm really excited about that well done. Listening to that really put things into more perspective, because like, what are you living for? You know, a lot of times we'd be so caught up on living to please people, living to pay bills, you know, just whatever you're living for, if it's not lining up to pleasing God, to when it's all over, where he can say, servant, well done, you know, it was all in vain. It was all in vain. So really check how we're living nowadays, and really focus on how to produce something solid, produce something significant, produce something that God is pleased with. You know, a lot of, without faith, he says, it's impossible to please him. So if you're not living and utilizing your faith and releasing your faith in God so that he can show you great and mighty things that you don't know of, just wasting your time. So I know us as true believers, we understand the significance. We understand the power behind exercising faith, putting it on out there, just releasing and letting go, putting your anxieties aside, putting your feelings aside, putting your worries aside, all of your cares aside, all of your scenarios, your what ifs and this, that, and that. You just put it aside and really focus on pleasing God. I truly believe that you will end up always on the right side of things. Mm-hmm. Always on the right side of things. Literally putting God first. Putting God first. Well done. Well done. That's great. That's a good motto to live by, man. What are you living your life for? Look, I'm living my life so the Lord can say, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. He could have just left it at well done. Mm-hmm. He could have just left it right there. But he said, thy good. He ain't saying, well done, that good and worried servant. Well done, that good and anxious servant. Well done, that good and lazy servant. No, he said faithful. Faithful. Faithful servant. And that's powerful. That's really powerful. But welcome again to the show tonight. I'm one half of the party. I'm one half of the host. I'm one half of the team. And my other half is my wife.
It's me, Tanisha. And today is August 11th, 2021. It's 7:09 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining in.
I don't have the mic set up, so I don't know if you've been heard way over there.
Well, hopefully they heard me. But if you didn't, I have no problems repeating myself. In the other half, Tanisha, today is August 11th, 2021. It is 7:09 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are excited to be here.
Very excited. Very excited. We're just continuing to pursue all that God has for us and really pursuing greatness. I was reading scripture, and the Lord had brought to my attention over in John 14, verse 17. You put it up from the dog, because my Bible's on the other side.
That's what I was going to do, too. You said John 14, verse 17?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pull that up.
John 14, 17.
You want to do King James?
Of course. Then you can go and read further if you would like from your favorite versions.
Okay, so John 14, 17, King James Version says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Absolutely. Let me see it. I ain't got my glasses on.
You
want
me to grab
it? For highlight it for you. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Highlight it, see it, but he says, even the Spirit of truth. I'm going to go up a little further. I'm going to go back to verse 15. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Mm.
So the thing is, you know, sometimes you be feeling like you're alone. That's a lie. Okay? I was mentally stuck earlier, and Lord was ministering, as he always does, about the fact that Jesus made it easy for us.
Mm-hmm.
He prepared the way. The way is made for us to be successful here with our time on earth. The way has already been made and prepared for us to be successful. We just have to follow it. And how do we follow? We follow it because Jesus didn't leave us comfortless.
Mm-hmm.
He said he left us a comforter, that he may abide with us forever.
Yeah.
Then he goes on in verse 17. He says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, the Lord dealt with me about even my frustrations with the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're wasting time there. We're wasting time there. You know, it's like trying to feed someone with no mouth.
That's a good analogy.
You understand?
Okay.
They cannot receive it. They cannot receive it. The world cannot receive. That's what the scripture says. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive. Because the world has been tainted with the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
The world is corrupt. That's why he tells us to be in this world, but not of it. And so we cannot put ourselves on the level of the world.
Right.
We're trying to pull people out of the world.
Oh, that's good.
You understand? And so even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. So today, if you've been frustrated with the way the world is going, the world is doing what the world is going to do because they cannot receive the Spirit of truth.
Yeah.
So lies will always prevail in the world.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. And it says, because it seeth him not. The world can't even recognize Jesus. They don't see him. We do,
yeah,
as believers. So you have to look at it from a believer's perspective, that we're living with an advantage. And having an advantage goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Having an advantage. And he said, not only do they can't receive him, not only do they not see him, neither. They don't even know him. Mm. Because to know him is to love him. Because if they knew him, they wouldn't be operating the way that they operate
right. In
the world.
Lack of knowledge.
They wouldn't. That's why Jesus is really big on compassion. Understand? He had compassion for this world. For God so loved the world that he gave. The Lord already knew how messed up the world is. But he said, you know what? I love it. So I'm going to give them something. I'm going to give them an out. I'm going to give them an opportunity to get out of all of that that they're caught up in because of sin. Mm. But he says, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit is our comforter. And so us as true believers, us that are filled with the Holy Spirit, we're living with an advantage in this world. So therefore, you have a different perspective and a view of the world. The world shouldn't even frustrate you anymore. You should have more compassion now for the people, for this world, because you understand their situation.
Mm.
You understand that they can't even receive the Spirit of truth. You understand that they can't even see Jesus. They can't even see the truth because they can't recognize it.
Right.
And then they can't even, they don't even know him, because if they knew him, they would love him. Because Jesus is love. And so, but us as believers, even though the world does this thing, we have an assignment that we have to do too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to live is Christ. And so as we're living, we have to live like Jesus did. You know, we really have to study like how Jesus works, how he moves. Jesus wasn't no uptight guy. He wasn't the type of person where people didn't want to be around him. Everywhere he went, they gathered, mm-hmm. even the nosy ones. They gathered because it was something about him. He knew how to meet you right where you are. He knew how to make you feel loved because he is love. He couldn't help but be that. And so if you didn't even know what love was, You experienced it when you came into contact with him. And that's how we have to be in this world. We know what the world state is. We know what the world is about. That's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy wants to continue to keep us so focused on what the world ain't doing. But it ain't about what the world ain't doing, because what the world ain't doing is what they are assigned to do.
Mm.
Because if you can't receive the truth, if you don't know who Jesus is, and you can't see, and you can't receive it, the only thing opposite of that is outside of the will of God. You lost. You are lost. And so when you know that somebody is lost, do you sit there and pick with them because they lost? Do you sit there and just, do you give them bad direction if they ask, if they lost? That's why we have to have compassion. The church has to be a voice for Christ. You know, the church is the bride of Christ. My wife, I'm the head. My wife, I'm her covering. In our home, it would cause imbalance and it would cause confusion if we are not in sync. If I'm saying one thing and she's saying another, because it's about the whole body. It's about the whole makeup. Because we're impacting more people and we're affecting more people than just ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be with one accord. We have to be on the same page. We have to be guided in order to guide. So I just thank God for this revelation. We really need to not allow the enemy to have us spend so much time focusing on the wrong thing. So much time focusing on the wrong thing. Expecting things from this world that they can't give. Hey, catch. But he has no arms. What is he going to give me a high five with no hands? You smell that? With no nose. Did you hear that? With no ears. So, like, that's how us as believers sound and look when we're expecting the world to give something it can't give.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is, what are you doing to impact or to influence the world in which you're in? But not of. How are we going to impact the world in which we are in? Yeah, I'm not of it, but I'm in it. No, I don't see it the way they see it. But because I'm in it and I have an advantage, I'm going to put it out there for those that could be seeking him. For those that want it. And that's what we need. It's easy to complain. My God. It's easy to talk about what's wrong. It's so easy to talk. Like, you can sit up here. Man, I can talk about so many things that's backwards. I probably could talk for months and years. At a consistent basis about what's wrong. The world is broken. This is what we know. And so something that's broken can't produce something whole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my word for tonight. Is to don't waste time trying to get things out the world that the world can't give. It's about what you're going to put in the world. What are we going to put in the world?
And who we're going to take out of it.
Absolutely. Because it's still up to each and every individual to make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, we heard about Jesus. But everybody ain't gonna accept them. And that's not our call to make people accept Jesus. We can't do that. He don't force his will on us. But yet and still, his will is going to get done. He allows you to have free will. And that's the way we should be, too. If we see somebody going astray, we just pray for them. Or whatever God tells you to do concerning that particular situation or that person. Because it ain't no, like, one direct way it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because there are a lot of stories that we hadn't heard of. A lot of epistles that have gone on. Stories that we haven't heard about. Some magnificent stories that haven't been written about. But yet they existed and it happened. You know, so I believe God would definitely reveal to us proper instructions for the proper time. You know, for the moments that we're in. I really believe that. That's what makes him a personal savior. That's what makes it that's what makes your relationship with him more effective. Because you'd be like, you did this for me? For me? Because I heard about so-and-so, and it didn't happen that way for them. But you did it like this for me? Just nurture it tonight, family, and let's continue to grow. That's it for me. That's all I got. That's all I got tonight from that.
Sounds good. I didn't have anything to start, but as you were ministering that word, man, it just was hitting me hard. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's so true that we fight in the wrong battle. We're trying to fight the world for something that it's incapable of. And it's our job to pluck people out of the world,
mm-hmm.
because we're in it, but we're not of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our job as believers, is to, you know, to tell the good news.
Absolutely.
And to bring people out of the world to where they're in it, so they can still be impactful, right?
Absolutely.
But they're not of it. And so when we're fighting the world, we're fighting against something that is not going to be, we're wanting to change the world, right? As people say, I just want to change the world. The world is what it is.
Absolutely.
Because it's already been written.
Absolutely.
So while that sounds good, you know, that's just not possible. What our job is not to change the world. Our job is to basically empty it, because it is what it is. So if we can get people to be in it, but to be operating under kingdom guidelines and principles, that's what's going to make a change. But the world's still going to be what it is until the return of Christ. So I was just getting a lot of revelation about that, because I think a lot of the times we are distracted because we've got these, you know, missions. We want to end world hunger. Well, guess what? There's never going to be an end to world hunger. Well, we want everybody to have money. Guess what? The poor is already going to be amongst us. Why? Is that evil? Is that cruel? Is that a bad thing to say? No, it's written. And so it is.
Right.
And so we as believers, we have got to get into our word.
Amen.
Because then when we get into our word, then when people come with these noble causes that sound good, we will know based on the truth what can and cannot be accomplished. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we are distracted by noble causes that are futile. That they're not able to be done. Is it not because we, you know, don't have the resources or the power or the unity? It's because it's written.
Right.
That's why. Mm-hmm. Look at how when Jesus was tempted, what did he tell the devil? He told him what was written, because
right.
He knows and the devil knows that once it's written, it's a wrap.
Right.
That's just what it is.
He talked about what he thought, what he thinks.
Right. He didn't say, well, my interpretation. No,
what
he
I
said,
feel.
It is written. It is written, and we need to know what is written.
Yeah.
So that when the enemy tries to come, whether he tries to come making it look good, bad, or ugly, we can say what's written and we can operate accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got out of it. Very good word. Something that we need, because right now we've got a lot of stuff going on in the world. The world is confused.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn on the news and see the confusion that's going on in the world, just even with the whole vaccine thing and masks and all that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of confusion. One week they're saying do this. The other week they're saying do this. One week they say, oh, you're not going to need booster shots. Today they say, oh, you're going to need booster shots. They're going to be available within the next 2 weeks. One week they're saying, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. And they say, oh, no. If you're vaccinated, you do need a mask. And they're saying, if you're vaccinated, you can't catch or spread it. And they say, wait, yes, you can. They're confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because there's no God in it. Because God is not the author of confusion. You could tell an artist or the source by the source's work. Just like an artist, right? You could take if somebody opened somebody's old vault or found some old apartment in France that's never been, you know, it's just been sitting there dormant for the last so many hundreds of years, and there was some fine art in there. They have experts that could tell who the artist is based on what was produced.
Mm.
And so as believers, we know that where there's confusion, there ain't no God in it, because God is not the author of confusion.
Absolutely.
And so we got to be able to know how to navigate while we're in the world, but not of it, and identify who's at work, whose hand is attached to this. Because that's what happens with artists, right? They use their hands. They're able to tell whose hand did the work based on certain characteristics of the art.
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing. Whose hand is at work? And there's characteristics that you can identify to know what's going on. And so when you know the enemy is involved, instead of trying to fight people, we know that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with wickedness and principalities in high places. So don't fight a futile fight against a person when you know whose hand is at work.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that's worldly that's going on, and you're trying to fight the world and you're trying to make it see your way, it's not, because it can't. It can't accept the truth. It's almost like it has it's vaccinated from the truth. A real vaccination. It can't catch the truth, even if you injected it with it. And so why are you trying to make the world see something that it don't have eyes to see? It doesn't have the capability, like Terrence was saying, trying to high-five somebody with no hands, trying to say, smell this, but they have no sense of smell, trying to say, see this, and they blind. If somebody were to do that, you would look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You would look crazy. And that's how we're out here looking. Trying to force things that cannot be forced. Some things can't be forced. There are limits in this world. I know the world teaches that there's no limits, right? That they could do whatever they want to do, but there are limits. God has guidelines and boundaries and limits in certain things. Now, God is limitless in himself. He could do whatever he wants to do. But we in this earth, there are boundaries. There are spiritual laws. And God even doesn't break his own spiritual laws, which is why Jesus had to come and be born as a human, as a man, because of the spiritual laws that God put in place.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the guidelines and what the laws say by looking and reading the word. If the word says the world is not able to accept the truth, then that's a boundary. That's something that you can't force.
Mm.
So do what you can do and stop trying to use your time and energy with something that's not going to produce.
Right. Just really tap into that's where it comes down to nurturing relationship. You know, God will really tell you what you should be doing, when you should be doing.
Right.
And how it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to tap into the Holy Spirit. because that's the Holy Spirit is our connection. The Holy Spirit is the plug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Holy Spirit is our plug to kingdom living. And we need to stay plugged in, you know, to that source. so that we can get the proper instructions that we need. We'll save ourselves a whole lot of strife and misery. A whole lot of it. Just by seeking God for the call.
Mm.
And do what we are called to do. Not necessarily what you want to do. Because if what you want to do ain't lined up with what you call to do, you're just a hamster in the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And that wheel might give out one day and break, and then you go run off and crash somewhere. You know, the wheel just might stop spinning, and you can't do nothing, just run around in circles at that point or whatever. You know, you just stuck. But the call is very important. The call is very important. And when we focus on what we have been called to do, we are exercising our faith. Because a lot of the times what God called you to do, you don't have a business plan for it.
Right.
You ain't got no seminar you can go to that can give you tips on how to master your call. Other than to get around of the iron and get sharpened by other spirit-filled individuals,
mm-hmm.
whom God will use to speak to you through them,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. And you begin to sharpen your spiritual skills. And therefore, you will find yourself walking and living, breathing, doing what you have been called to do. The call is very important, family. Just do the work. Do the work. Do the work. See, you could be in this world. An example, you got a job. Okay, you work your job. But even while you work your job, the Lord says, you see, you could be in this world but not of it, because the Lord says to do it as unto him. Because he already know you probably have some jobs that you can't stand.
Hello.
You'll be in some situations that you just do not like. But see, but you can easily get caught up in doing it the world's way. Because the world will, man, complain about, will find every little thing,
yeah.
every little thing to keep adding fuel to their particular fire.
Their thrive on it.
And to make that a central point. But when you're doing things as unto God, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Oh, Lord, I'm tired. But you know what? I'm going to keep pressing toward the mark of a high call. I'm going to continue to do this job as unto you. So my work ain't going to be sloppy. How I treat people ain't going to be sloppy, because I'm doing it as unto you. Yeah, I hate this job. I can't stand this job. And guess what? God knows it.
Yes, he does.
God knows everything about us. It ain't nothing that you're going to go to him and say to him that he's going to be shocked about. Oh, my God, I did not know that, Terrence.
What, you hate your job?
When did that happen? Huh? What? Oh, my, I must have been off the clock. No, you'll never have that conversation with the Lord.
Right.
Ever. And see, that right there should bring you comfort.
Mm-hmm.
That alone should bring you peace. That alone should bring you some joy and some hope and some satisfaction. And knowing that everything that we do in this world is temporary, it's just for a season that we do these particular things. And so while we're in it, we have to maximize those moments, because Satan wants us to miss out on getting the most important thing that we're supposed to get out of every moment that we're in. He wants to rob you of revelation.
Mm.
He wants to rob you from those key components on why you were doing something, because if he could get you to shake the hornet's nest, you'll mess around and get stung and cause yourself some problems
mm-hmm.
when you didn't even have to do that. So it's imperative for us to always, always be seeking God, be honest with our feelings, being honest with God, but trusting him and getting to that place of peace. Because I know when you make God-led decisions, when you make God-led decisions, you just make them. And even though you might be a little shaky at first, when you make it, you become like one with it. In a sense, you begin to ride on it. You begin to, okay, all right, it's done. This is what I'm gonna do. You know, this is it. This is it. And don't think just because you make a decision, a God-led decision, that everything is going to be all good at that moment.
Right.
You know, it's all good that you made that decision, because I made a decision I knew God told me to make. But I was thinking that the results of the decision is going to be totally different. And so in the midst of it, I started to question, like, Lord, was this you?
Right.
And because I asked, guess what? He answered, you know, and he confirmed that it was him. But see, it ain't always going to look glorious. It ain't always going to look like you are winning when you make God decisions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times God is testing your obedience and your faithfulness to follow him, because God needs some ready soldiers. He needs some willing soldiers. He needs some people that's not finna waste time questioning everything,
mm-hmm.
because time is of the essence. When I served in the military, in my leadership, when they gave assignments, that's just what we did. We followed through on the orders given. None of us went to our CO or the leader and asked him, okay, are you sure? What's going on with this right here? Why are we here? I'm not feeling this.
Mm-hmm.
They never asked for our opinion. And God don't need ours. He just needs our willingness. He needs our obedience. He just needs some people to do. So I want to be one of the do people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just want to be a hearer of it. I want to be a doer. And I choose to be a doer. If you're not a doer tonight, just say, I choose to be a doer
mm-hmm.
tonight. I choose to do what God wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we have to decrease. You know, man, Tanisha, we'll pray before we pray, and we'll ask God, you know, to come in and increase as we decrease.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just not for PGN. This is for your own individual lives.
Yeah.
You have to decrease. You have to die. Satan will jump on anybody he see an opening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you read. I don't care how much you know. But it's about consistent practice. It's about being consistent in the things of God and knowing and recognizing when it does hit you. Like, oh, man, hold on. Hold on. I'm off. I'm off. You know, you got to recognize these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shake yourself like Samson would shake himself before the Holy Spirit, the anointing would jump on him and he would get strong and can move things. So he would shake himself. So you got to shake yourself so you can get strengthened and be able to get those boulders of lies off of you, those boulders of confusion up off of your life. And he said, I always say, Jesus down across for this.
I always say
for
that.
For us to be sitting up here wallowing in sorrow and wondering, nobody knows the trouble I have at pity parties and a million vent sessions a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, too much of it is just too much.
Yeah, Jesus
you know.
Not down the cross for that.
At some point, we got to grab a hold to ourselves. You know, and it's good to be connected with people, you know, that will correct you in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that will be like, well, maybe you need to think about this a little more. Maybe you need to do this or maybe you should try this or this, that, and another. I'm the type, I never really try to tell people exactly what they need to do.
Right.
You know, concerning a particular situation other than consult God first, you know. Because if you don't have a relationship, when you get into a situation, that's a good time to have one. That's a good time to start it and build it and nurture it and get it to where it needs to be.
Right.
You know, because God is amazing, and he's done so much for us.
So much.
He's done so much. We can't tell it all. The Bible couldn't even put it all in there.
Right, we got a few stories of different people.
Yes.
Think about all the people who were alive back then, and it's just
come on.
A few people's lives that the Bible talks about. There's so much that he's done that we're not aware of.
Absolutely.
And then we all have our own stories that
Absolutely.
We could go on and on and on and talk about what God has done in our lives.
Absolutely.
He's a good God.
Absolutely.
He's a good God. He loves you. That's the thing, too. Like, he loves you.
Absolutely.
And he has good plans for you.
Absolutely.
With an expected end.
Expected end.
Not where you just sitting like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know?
Expected.
He's an expected end.
This thing already been preordained.
Yeah,
predestined.
It's not a toss-up. It's not a coin flip.
Oh, let's see.
It's not a gust of wind of wherever the wind blows you. It's not by chance or happenstance. It's expected.
Man.
He's got plans. For you. You know, it's one thing when you just kind of just living, flying by the seat of your pants, right? You just going any old type of way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have plans, we be excited.
Absolutely.
Think about plans, like when you have a planned vacation, how that anticipation, when you plan your favorite food or you plan to go have a nice outing, you be excited. He has plans for us. It's not just like...
Let's do it.
You just fumbling around and God's just like, oh, well, whoops, let me just do this here and all.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's expected and planned.
Mm-hmm.
Good plans for your good.
Yeah.
So you have something to get excited about, even if right now your current situation is not very exciting. You could say this is a pass-through.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's all this is. This is a character builder. This is a connection point.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place to sharpen somebody or be sharpened. This is a place to mentor and be mentored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to change your perspective. I have to do that daily. So this is ministering to me, too. Like Terry said,
too.
You could be in the perfect will of God and not like it.
Absolutely.
Just because you're in the will of God doesn't mean it's going to be all fun and high fives and birds chirping and flying on your shoulders. No, sometimes it sucks.
A key example, Jesus is in the perfect will of God. But yet he was on the cross.
Right.
Yet he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he didn't like it.
Sweat and blood. Come on now.
He didn't like it. He even asked, Lord, you know, if this cup could pass, man, I don't want to drink of this. I don't want to go through this. But nevertheless, he decreased. He said, not my will. But thy will be done. And that should be on our lips daily.
And that's a perfect example of like you just said, mm-hmm. how you got to die to self.
Mm-hmm.
Because what did Paul say? I die daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's a daily thing. And mm-hmm. even the Word of God talks about worry about today, right? Even the perfect prayer, give us our day, our give us this day our daily bread. So we got to live for just the day.
Right.
And Paul said, you got to die daily.
Absolutely.
So everything is a day-by-day thing, but what's going to help you is dying to self. That we watched Jesus die to self before he even died on the cross.
Absolutely.
Because he's the perfect example. Because we, I don't know, what. How do I do that? Look to Jesus, because he has provided the example of everything we need to do. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done, is death to self. That's death to will. That's death to what I want to do.
Yep.
Which gives life to what God wants me to do. Because everything is life and death.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Amen. Even our word says life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to die daily to self, and we do have to decrease so he can increase. So, yeah, you might hate your job. I'm with you.
Trust me. And she got an amen corner right here.
Trust me. I'm with you. But I got to die to what I don't like so that I can be pleasing to God.
Right.
If this is where you want me to be, then this is where I'm going to be despite how I feel. I'm going to put the feelings to the side because I know what to do. Like Terrence said, I'm not working on to this company. I'm doing the work onto you. And so like Terrence said, when you do the work onto God, then there's no room for shabby treatment because of you hate it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can punch the air all you want. Trust me. You could really want to frisbee toss your computer out the window. I know. I get it. You could want to get up and just be like, not this again. But you got to die to that and die to self. And say, nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. And trust that God has a plan for you with an expected end. And so this is just a right now type thing. It ain't forever. When you take your last breath on this side of eternity or get raptured, you ain't going to be at your job forever doing what you do and having the feelings that you feel. It's just a right now thing. You know, and you could rejoice. If you can't find nothing pleasant, say, I ain't going to have to be here forever. Let that be what you be excited about. It's just for now, and know God, and God knows how I feel about where I'm at. He's not oblivious to it.
Amen.
So that's something worth rejoicing about.
Yeah, it is. We got
our word. Yes, sir. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm tired. Look, today took it out of me. I don't know about y'all. Yeah, that was ugly, y'all. It took it out of me. Man, I feel like I used so much brain power today. I just feel zapped. But I thank God that I'm able to do what needs to be done. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray over, do a collective prayer, and then I'm going to pray over area code and prefix tonight because I want to pray over everybody. And there's quite a few of you. And then I'm going to wrap up because I am a little drained. I need to refresh. My sweetheart is going to take off. He's got something he needs to do. So let's pray. Well, you know what? Before you take off, can you just do the collective prayer, and then I'll pray over.
Heavenly Father, we thank you again for tonight, Father God. We thank you for this moment, Father God. We thank you for all that you've done that we have yet to see, Father yeah. God. We petition you tonight, Father, to open our eyes, to open our eyes, to see clearly this world the way you see it. Lord, we petition you to open, to fill our hearts with the compassion. The compassion of Jesus.
Mm.
The compassion of Jesus.
Okay.
We petition you tonight, Father God, to let the mind of Christ be our daily thoughts.
Yeah.
Let the mind of Christ be our minds, and that we begin to think like Jesus. We begin to move like Christ.
Yeah.
And Lord, we just thank you for revelation, Father God. We thank you for being constant in our lives, Father God. We thank you for being relevant. Father God, we thank you for being a living God,
yes.
A living God. And we thank you for being true and faithful to us, Father God. And in return, Father God, we exercise our faith. We release our faith to believe that what you say is true, Father God, so that we can walk in boldness, in holy boldness. We can walk with authority. And Lord, we just thank you for giving us the advantage, in how to live this life, Father God. We thank you for preparing the way and planning our lives so that we can have life and have life more abundantly, Father God.
Yes.
And we take it in tonight, Father God. We just thank you for not leaving us comfortless, that you left us a comforter, that you gave us the plug. You gave us the plug in the Holy Spirit, Father God, and we connect tonight with the Holy Ghost that it leads and guides us into all truth because that's what your word says. And we release our faith for that tonight in Jesus' name, that whatever we're lacking in our lives, Father God, the Holy Spirit will teach us how, Father God. And we just thank you for every day. We thank you for inviting us, Father, in adopting us. And to your family, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the blood which was shed for the remission of our sins. And we just pray that tonight, Father God, that we get it.
Mm-hmm.
That we get it.
Mm-hmm.
That we get it tonight.
Yes.
That we get it. That our walk changes, that our speech changes, that our lives change totally for the greater. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's great. Thank you, Steve. All right, let me get myself ready. If your hand is up, you're getting prayed for. Huh? Okay, I will. Get me some paper. I'm not going to unmute. I'm just going to pray over area code and prefix tonight because I want everybody to have an opportunity to hear what the Lord has to say. You know, when I have rough days like this, I feel like God uses me even stronger. I don't know why, but I guess it's because he sees that the obedience. It's so important for us to just be obedient, make ourselves available. I've had to learn how to have balance, to refresh when I need to refresh, but to also not allow circumstances to take me out of what I know God has called me to do. I know God has called me to minister and prophesy and pray and love on people. And so when I do have like a rough day doing my, you know, regular job, right, my job, I don't allow that to stop me from doing my work because this is my work. This is what is going to leave an impact when I'm, you know, not in this earth anymore, not what I do at my job. My job is something temporary, you know, that God is using to supply me with certain needs. It's a resource. But this right here, this is my work. And I take it very serious. And I thank God for it. I thank God for using me. I thank God for using Randy and PG and family and Terrence and everybody that we, you know, we do this because we're obedient. And I thank God for it. And so that's why, like I said, when it feels like when my job tries to drain me, God makes up for it and shows himself mighty and strong when I'm doing my work to show me that if I just remain obedient, that even when I'm tired or weak, he will be made strong and he will always show that all I have to do is make myself available. So if you want prayer, hit one on your dial pad. That's going to let me know that you would like to be prayed over. I'm going to pray. I'm going to just do area code and prefix and just kind of go down the line. It's kind of similar to what Randy does on Wednesdays, only he unmutes and gets your name on Wednesdays, but I'm not going to mute. I'm just going to pray over everybody. And I know that God is going to give you what you need. So first person is 251-342. Lord, we just thank you for 251-342, the covering, the wrap. I see you really feeling the covering of God. God is so many things. He's such an amazing God. And he is our covering. He will wrap us. And even like in the natural, wrapping makes, it protects things. Like, right? Like when there's a wound and you have you go to the doctor, or even when you go and have surgery, the doctors, they perform the surgery, but they wrap it. They will always wrap a wound for the most part to protect it. And God is our protector. And I see you experiencing God, the wrapping, like feeling the wrapping of God as your protector. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, for the protection, Father God, for the wrapping. and even wrapping, filling your comfort. Because like when we hug, it's a wrap. We wrap our arms around people to hug them. So I see that like twofold, like you feeling the protection of God and you feeling the comfort of God. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 903-918. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 903-918. We thank you for the path, the lit path. I see you sometimes, you know, we pray, we want to know what we need to do, right? What's the next steps? And sometimes we get stagnant because we're like, I'm not sure what to do. But I see God lighting your path, so making it very clear what needs to be done. And sometimes it's like God will do it right before. You know, just like with Abraham, he just said, you know, just follow me. He didn't know where he was going. He just had to follow the voice of God and follow the Spirit of God. And sometimes that's how it is, you know. He just lights the path when it needs to be lit. You know, you might hit a crossroads and you're like, oh no, you know, I felt confident up until now. And now I don't really know which way to go. And then he'll light the path. So just know that you're where you need to be and God's going to light your path. And for me, what I'm feeling in the spirit is that it's going to make it obvious, right? A lit path is an obvious path. So it's not like where you're going to do it and you're like, I'm not sure about this. You know, it's going to be obvious, which should bring you comfort. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Next caller is 919-426. Lord, I thank you for healing for 919-426. Total and complete healing in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I just speak your anointing to fall on them, Lord Jesus, whatever is going on, any ailments, whether it be physical or mental, spiritual, psychological. But, Lord, drop your healing anointing on them right now in Jesus' mighty name. I speak healing, total and complete healing, not healing that the world can give, which is partial, but total healing, freedom, freedom right now, Father God. Just believe, just believe. It's not what God can do, is do you believe? He can do whatever he wants to do. He's already done it. Do you believe? And I just touch and agree with you in faith for your total and complete healing. Let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Next caller is 910-709. Thank you right now for 910-709 for the kingdom, for the established kingdom. I see you ruling and reigning. Ruling and reigning. And Lord, we just thank you for the established kingdom and ruling and reigning. And we thank you for the, like when you came to Solomon and said, what is it that you want? I'll give you whatever you want. And Solomon said, I want the wisdom to rule and reign over your people, right? I want the wisdom to lead or guide. I'm not sure which verb. You know, let's look it up real quick. I want to give you the correct verbiage. Solomon asked for wisdom. Okay, so let's go here. 1 Kings 3, 1. Let's go there in the word. First Kings, hold on. Here we go. Okay, hold on. Let me go. Oh my gosh, my cat in the background screaming. Okay. Okay, here we go. So 1 Kings 3, 9. Solomon says, so give your servant an understanding mind and a hearing heart with which to judge your people, so that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge and rule this great people of yours? Okay, so there we go. That's the word I was looking for, the rule. And now here's God's answer. Now it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. God said to him, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself a long life, nor for wealth, nor for the lives of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to recognize justice, behold, I have done as you have asked. I have given you a wise and discerning heart, mind, so that no one before you was your equal, nor shall anyone equal to you arise after you. I have also given you what you have not asked, both wealth and honor, so that there will not be anyone equal to you among the kings for all your days. If you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments as your father David did, then I will lengthen your days. So Solomon asked God when, you know, for the discernment and the ability to see good and evil so he could be a good judge and ruler of people. And I see God putting that on you where you're going to be good at ruling and reigning. And because you have a heart to want to be good at it, some people want to rule and reign over people for the wrong reasons, right? But you have a good heart. You want to do it. You want to do things right, right? Because we all have flaws and we all have things that we are undoing, right? I was talking to my daughter, my oldest daughter, the other day, and I was telling her that part of our walk in life is not just gaining things from God, but also undoing things that the world or circumstances or life or bad teachings or whatever, undoing things. And so sometimes when we have a big call on our lives, we can become where we're like, I don't want the things that are in me that need to be undone to affect the call that God has on my life. I know that that was something that, you know, I used to struggle with when I was, you know, very young and new in my walk. I didn't want my hang-ups to affect my call. And God has honored me to where he's helped me to recognize things so that I am more, you know, effective. And when I know if I'm like in a bad mood or if something is bothering me, I know how to not allow that to affect the work that I have to do in the Lord. And I've also asked God for wisdom, and I know God has given me wisdom, and I thank God for that. And so because you have the heart to want to do things right and to want to be effective, just like Solomon, wealth and other things will be added onto you. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 251-229. Lord, we just thank you for the victory for 251-229. Victory, victorious, all things victorious. That's what I see. That's just what I see. Victory and victorious. You can walk in that. You can, you could take that. We used to say when I was a kid, well, you could take that and cash it at the bank. That's literally what you can do in the spiritual realm. You can, it's like you have a check for victory and you can cash in on it. So that's yours. It's your name is already written on it. You know, back in the days, I don't know if young people listen, I don't even know if people use checks anymore. I think everything is electronic. But back in the days, people could write you a check, right? It had, you know, I think there's still checks, right? I don't know. I don't use checks. But you had to write out who the check, you know, paid to the order of. And when the person took the check to the bank, the bank wouldn't cash it out unless the person whose name it was written to was present and could prove it, that's who it was. And it's like I see God has a check that says victory with your name. So you could cash it in. You could take that and cash it at the bank because it's already yours. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Next caller is 405-250. We just thank you for the freedom. I see you free. I've been seeing a lot of butterflies lately. I don't quite know why. It always brings me joy when I see them. But that's what I see you like, free, like a butterfly. And I see God's gonna use you and gonna expand you and get you to where places that it's like you've got places that you want to go, and they seem so like so far away, or so hard to obtain almost. And God is actually gonna take you further. Further than what you think is hard to go to. Like, he's going to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or imagine. So just be ready to take flight, but just know that you're going to get even further than what you think is impossible. It's almost like you're like, oh, I can't go here because that's just so unobtainable. And then he's going to be like, well, I'm going to take you even further than that. Come on now. Well, we just thank you for that. Thank you, Father God. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 608-960. We thank you for the time. It's just time. It's like you've been getting a lot of promises from God, and sometimes you're just like, man, like when, you know, when is it going to happen? We all try to have patience, you know. But I just see that now it's just time. You know, some people are going to say, well, why do you get to have this? And, you know, what makes you so special? Whatever the case may be, it's a time thing. It's just time. So that's just what it is. You've already been getting the promises. You've already had the prophecies. God has already had private conversations with you. And so now it's just time. And Lord, we just thank you for the timing. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the storehouses being open. Because just like how if we had all the money in the world to go, we went to have a shopping spree at a certain store, we can't shop there in the same person. I'm not talking about online shopping, old school, going in person shopping. But even if we had $1 million to spend and have a shopping spree and we went in person, we can't obtain the things until it's time for the store to open. The store has opening and closing time. And it's almost like the storehouses of heaven are opening for you right now because it's just time. It's just a time thing. So we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 334-590. We just thank you for gumption. What's the word that came to me? Hold on. Let me look it up. Gumption? I know that word. It's not one that I use often. Gumption. Okay, so gumption, enterprise initiative, common sense. Okay, that's good. Let's see what some synonyms are. Let's make it make more sense to me. Common sense, discretion, level-headedness. Okay, I like that. Sensible wisdom and wit. Okay. That's what I see. That's the word that God has given you, more gumption. I don't know why you use that particular word. Thank you, Lord, because you know they're like words. That's what I see. And I like this. This is standing out to me. Merriam-Webster's first definition of gumption is enterprise and initiative. And the example that they use for the sentence is, lacked the gumption to try, right? And that's what I'm seeing, that there's things that you got to do, but you were lacking gumption to do it. So now he's giving it to you. So now you're going to do it. Now you're going to do it because you didn't have the gumption. Now you've got it. He's giving it to you. Because you might say, man, I want to do this. I got all these things I want to do, but I don't know why I'm not doing it. Right? Sometimes we're like, we're beating ourselves up. Why am I not doing it? I know I need to be doing it, but I don't know why I'm not. Because you didn't have it. Now you got it. Now he's giving you the gumption. So it's yours. So now you're going to do it. And let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 334-478. Lord, we just thank you right now for 334-478. We thank you for clearing. I see things clearing. Like, sometimes there's confusion and we don't even know that there's confusion. All confusion don't look the same. Sometimes confusion is cloaked, but I see God clearing things up. It's like, okay, this is the analogy that I'm seeing. It's like fungus, right? If you've ever had or seen or known of fungal infections, I'm going to use two. One of them that's a fungal infection is ringworm, and one is athlete's foot. Those are both funguses. So you put a special cream on it. You know what? I'm going to use a different one. I'm going to use thrush, right? If you don't know what thrush is, look up thrush. It's a condition, and normally it's on the tongue. Like babies will sometimes get it if they are given bottles that are not very clean. They could get a fungal infection on the tongue, and you can identify thrush because it's white and thick. So what the doctor will do is they'll give the parent drops, and you can literally see when the thrush is breaking up. It breaks up, and then, you know, first it's like a thick white coating on the tongue, and then as they put the drops on it, it breaks up, and you can see more of the tongue's color, the pinkness, and then pretty soon it's all gone. And that's what I'm seeing like something like a fungus almost, like, but it's like a spiritual thing, a spiritual fungus. And God's going to break it up and make things, he's going to clear it up. So now you can see it, because when a person has thrush, you can't even see their natural tongue color because it's covered. And it's not until that infection clears that you can see that the color of the tongue, so see what it really is, you know, because you're like, what's going on? Why is the tongue so white? You know, whatever. But I see things clearing up. And that could have been causing, it's like I said, all confusion doesn't look the same. Sometimes it's like you're confused because things are pulling you in two different directions. And sometimes there's a confusion because you're seeing something, but you don't quite know what you're seeing. So it's not that you're getting pulled in two different directions. You don't know what it is. So God's going to clear it up to make things very clear so that you can make decisions based on clarity. So, Lord, we thank you for clearing things up. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's everybody. Thank you very much for calling in. Be sure to call back. Call in about 8:45. That's when the queue opens up, and you hit one. That'll put you in the queue. Randy will pray over you tonight. Man, if you didn't listen to last night's word, let me just say this before I go out. Listen to last night's word. Randy was talking about Daniel and like Nebuchadnezzar, and my mind was completely blown because yesterday God was reminding me about Nebuchadnezzar's dream. I had actually watched a show, a Christian programming show, I want to say it was a couple of years ago, breaking down Nebuchadnezzar's dream about, you know, like the statue with the, like the, what the meaning of it was. And God was reminding me about that, like study about Nebuchadnezzar's dream so that you can have an understanding about what's going on right now. And so Randy was talking about that last night. I mean, man, it just blew my lid. I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to hit one, but I was so tired. I just, you know, I went to bed. But if you didn't get a chance to listen to last night's show, I highly recommend that you do. It was really, really good stuff. But thank you for calling in tonight. You know, we love you. We're always praying for you. We're always speaking victory and God's word and clarity and having a spirit to hear what the Lord is saying for you, because we truly love you. We love what we do. So be sure to call back. You know, you've got time. You know, it's 8:17 now. Grab a snack, you know, get comfortable, but call back at 8:45, hit one so that Randy can pray over you. So until next time, we love you. Good night.